Welcome to our last ever episode of Shocker Girl Radio. I am your host, Amberly Lyons, and this is our last episode, you guys. This is very bittersweet for me. For those of you who have been following along, you will know that so much has changed in my life, and I'm just really excited for this next chapter in my spiritual journey, in my life, and in this podcast, because it is transforming into something new. It is being purified and sanctified, and we'll be talking about exactly what that means soon. But before I dive in, this really is an end of an era. And I think collectively, so many of us are transitioning our practices. So many of us are turning to Jesus. And that is what I've done. If you haven't been following along, my last few episodes have really been about that journey for me. And yeah, I took a big pause in recording because I didn't know how to broach this situation. Do I start a new podcast? Do I transition this podcast? Do I start a new brand? And it took a while for me for everything to click and fall into place. And I will be sharing that soon. But before I dive into any of that, I just want to thank you all so, so much. I have learned so much doing this podcast, and I am shocked at how many of you still care about this podcast and about me and about my journey. And you've held on through all these major transitions and these pauses and these moments of huge question mark in my life where I didn't really know how to share, what to share. Quite honestly, I wasn't in a position to be sharing. I've been in such a position of learning and growing. It's the big pause in recording. But for those of you who have listened to like the more recent episodes, you will know that my beliefs have changed, have shifted, and it just no longer felt aligned for me to be producing new Chakra Girl Radio content, producing new content about new age practices, because I haven't really been going down that path myself. And I've always wanted to keep it real with you guys. And I wasn't in a position to be sharing all of the things that I was learning while I was reading the Bible and building a relationship with Jesus, because it was all so new. And I'm finally at a point where I do feel more comfortable sharing and pivoting in that regard. But again, I just want to thank you all so much, because this is, you guys have been the best community. You're in my DMs. We've become friends, you know, you've supported all my wild ideas and businesses and offerings. And it's always just been such a high vibe collective. And we've been through so much together. I started Chakra Girl Radio in 2018. So if you have been here from the jump, my goodness, I am so grateful for you. If you came anywhere along the way, like, and you're still here, you're listening to this, you care enough to be listening to this last episode, then I genuinely, you as a person, individually want to thank you. Yeah, like I said, we've been through a lot together. There was a lot of growing and expanding happening for everyone over these last few years. And to be able to have this community and this space for me to just get on here and talk about the things that I was seeing and the awakenings that I was having, and to interview people who were maybe going through the same thing or had a lot of lessons to share. I just hope that that resonated deeply with you. I mean, I assume it did if you're listening. So, you know, how wild that, you know, if even though we don't necessarily know each other, we've been through this time together and we've learned so, so, so much. And those that didn't have these spiritual awakenings that started in 2020 to all the conspiracies probably stopped listening. And that's fine. We wish them well too. But hey, if you're listening too, we still love you. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this. You have no idea how much it means to me. Like I said, this podcast has really been like therapy for me. I just get to come on here and talk and sort out my beliefs in real time. Really, I've learned so much from my guests, but also from you guys. Like I said, you're in my DMs. You're telling me, you know, your journeys, and I feel like I've gotten to know you guys, and it's been so beautiful. And that's not going away. There's more coming. There's more coming. It's not goodbye, you guys. I'm launching a new podcast. If you haven't heard me talk about it, And here's the good thing, you don't have to even go anywhere. If you are a Shocker Girl Radio subscriber, we're actually just transitioning this podcast, changing the album art, changing the name, archiving the old episodes, and we're in the same place. I really toyed back and forth about like starting brand new fresh. Part of me still questions whether I'm making the right decision, but ultimately it's a rebirth. And it's not Shocker Girl Radio was one thing and then the new podcast is another thing. Shocker Girl Radio had to die so that the new podcast could be born. So the new podcast is launching on Friday. It is called Bible Curious, and it is for the woman who has been in the new age and has been called to get to know Jesus, to step into the Bible, to step into a new version, a new higher calling. And I really believe that he has come for the new agers to a point where we cannot avoid him anymore. And he has changed us. And he is, it's this global awakening, you guys. I feel it. I see it. Anytime I talk about my new belief system, I have so many people coming to me and being like, I was in the new age for years. And this is, you know, now I'm reading the Bible and I'm praying. And, you know, I think coming together in community right now in this stage of the spiritual journey is going to create a huge ripple effect in the world. Like, now is the time. There's never been a better time. There's so much darkness in the world. I believe Jesus is coming back. Before he gets here, we need to make sure we're acting right, okay? And so we're going to be diving so much into that in Bible Curious. We're going to be talking about the transition from New Age to New Testament. We're going to be talking about so many things. Like I said, it's just, now's the time. People are going through this. So if you're listening and you're like, okay, this is exactly what I'm going through, this is so for me, make sure you're following on Instagram. It's at Bible Curious Podcast. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to this podcast because you'll automatically be subscribed to Bible Curious, which is launching Friday, which is, okay, wait, what's the date going to be on Friday? I should probably know this. It is launching on Friday, May 24th. Okay. So how exciting. Oh my gosh. Okay. So this is, okay. Also, I should say, if you're listening and you are like, this is whack, this is crazy, this girl is out to lunch, I still challenge you to listen to the first few episodes of Bible Curious, or just go listen to my last few episodes of Shocker Girl Radio. I'm going to keep them up a little longer, just the last few episodes where I have been talking about this journey, because I think that is an important part of the transition. So go give those a listen and it might spark something for you. And if you're like, no, this ain't for me, then that's cool too. But I do believe Jesus will get to all of us at some point. And he will find you. He will find us. So we launch Friday. I also want you guys to send this to a friend. They don't have to listen to the whole episode, but I'm going to share quickly like a deep dive on what Bible Curious is going to be about. So send this clip of the podcast to them and tell them to fast forward to this point and be like, this you need to listen to. Okay, so what is Bible Curious? Bible Curious Podcast is your cool girl Bible study for new agers who are sick of healing modality speed dating and ready to find the one thing that actually sets you free, which is God. Your host, Amberly Lyons, was once a New Age influencer extraordinaire, but is now on fire for Jesus and in the process of publicly sifting through her spiritual beliefs. Join Amber Lee on her holy roller coaster of a journey of separating the sacred from the sinful, the sanctified from the sacrilegious, and the supernatural from the sorceress. No matter where you're at in your journey, this is a judgment-free zone, whether you believe in the divine or think it's just downright delirious. Tune in for a spiritual smorgasbord with a side of scripture and a sprinkle of supernatural while we unravel the mysteries of the ages. How amazing. We're going to be journeying to salvation. We're going to chat conspiracy theories and create a movement of modern day disciples, all in the name of Jesus. Hey, I'm so excited. You guys, it's so different from what I've been doing. Again, you might be on this journey. You might be further in this journey than I am. And you might be watching me being like, you don't know what you're talking about. And that could very well be the case. But yeah, it's going to be fun, you guys. So I want to do a little walk down memory lane of Shocker Girl Radio because it has been a big chunk of my life. Like I said, we started in 2018 on March 10th. My husband and I were still newlyweds. I was thriving in my Chakra Girl business, hosting Chakra Girl business school classes and teaching women about their chakras and business and essentially being a spiritual coach, mentor, however you want to look at it. And at this point in my life, Frank was actually transitioning out of his job to come and work for me in Chakra Girl Radio because things were so busy. But when I launched the podcast, things took off even more. It was insane. I was going to LA all the time to record my podcast. We got picked up by Dear Media, which is a crazy manifestation, I will say. We'll be talking about manifestation and whether it's biblically accurate. We'll be looking at things in a very different way. Let's just say that on the new podcast. Yeah, so it was a really wild time. The podcast really skyrocketed things for me. All I wanted at that time was to be famous. And it's so funny. I have changed so much, you guys. I'm like, I just want to be behind the scenes. I just want to talk about God. Yeah, at that time, all I cared about was the Kardashians. Those of you who listened to the podcast will know that that was a question that I asked every guest, who's your favorite Kardashian? But I did learn a lot. And there are some teachings, even though they were in this kind of different realm of spirituality, that are still accurate and still, you know, life lessons that I carry with me. I made a lot of friends. I loved interviewing my friends. I made a lot of online friends. And I want to shout. So I think some of the funnest episodes I had were interviewing friends or interviewing people who like came on a lot of times. I know like Bailey Brown she's someone who I was online friends with. And then we had her on the podcast. We had the most fun. My friend Sophie Von Marks came on. She and I had a podcast together at one point called Hot, Rich, and Humble. Please will remember that one. My friend Ruby was on the podcast. I met people like Danielle Page and Jenna Cavallo and people that I became online friends with. And we really had a lot of episodes about spiritual awakening, especially after 2020, episodes with Christina Rice and Jennifer Longmore and Elise Bassine. And you guys, I got to interview some celebrities, which was a huge highlight for me. Garcelle from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Anna Burner from Summer House, Lauren Workus from Summer House, Rebecca Minkoff, fashion designer, Tracy Tudor from Million Dollar Listing, Billy Lee from Vanderpump Rules. Like, it was just fun. Like, I don't know. Like, I really can't say I didn't live life, you know? But I'm not the same person. And those things just don't really matter to me anymore. One of my taglines used to be vodka and green juice. Like, I can't remember exactly how I said it. It was like the balance between vodka and green juice, gurus and Gucci. And now I've gone from vodka and green juice to bone broth and Bibles, and from guru and Gucci to like a disciple in Dior, which, you know, I guess is kind of similar. Up-leveled, you know? So I sent out a big life update email to you guys. Since I haven't been recording the podcast, you might be like, she okay? Where is she? I also haven't really been posting on Instagram. So I did send out a huge email. If you did not get it, make sure you're on my mailing list. because that's where we're going to be sending out like BTS stuff of Bible Curious. We're going to be sending out just fun little things more often. And I love, you know what? Like, let's bring emails back. Remember when emails were like a personal fun thing and you would be like, ooh, you know, I've got mail. Like, I want to bring that back. I love an update email. I want to know what's going on with people. When I sent this update email, I got so many replies from you guys. Again, being like, I'm reading the Bible, or, you know, to different parts of my update email that resonated with them. And I'm like, that's amazing. I want to bring back emailing as a form of communication. Of course, I love DMs too. You guys can always DM me. But if you want to join the newsletter, make sure to sign up. I actually put a link in the little episode notes so you can sign up to the newsletter. Yeah, I'll be sending little like prayer things and scripture things and updates on the new podcast. So make sure you're on the list. I'm going to give you guys a little synopsis of the newsletter if you didn't get it.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
I think part of me is like, can I really start this new podcast when I'm not, you know, 100% there yet? God just keeps telling me, yes, like now is the time. And when I remember back to when I started Chakra Girl Radio, the reason that people resonated with me was because I wasn't the typical spiritual girl. And that's why it wasn't daunting and it didn't feel woo-woo or weird. Now it's kind of the same journey, but rooted in, you know, more truth and you know, Bibleness. But it's like if I was 100% sanctified, then it wouldn't resonate as much with the people who are still in the new age or dabbled in the new age or still kind of dabbling in the new age. It wouldn't resonate with those people. So I'm still in my journey of sanctification. I'm still purifying. I'm still sorting out things in my life and aligning them to this new belief system, this new reality, and this new life. And it's not going to happen overnight. It doesn't happen overnight. And I think I don't want to be giving permission to people to be doing things that are out of integrity, but I want everyone to know that it's a process and it's a sifting process, and that's okay. And that, again, that doesn't mean it's an excuse. It means you can't so closely control everything. And you need to let God be a part of the sifting process and doing it all on his time, not yours. So I'll be sharing everything with you guys, but I just wanted to put that out there. So what else did I share in my update email? So I've been talking about like domestic energy that is still going strong. I'm not, you know, quite Martha Stewart, but I've been making sourdough and bone broth, and I've been cooking so much, you guys. When I lived in Vancouver, my diet was literally like oysters and Aperol Spritz and Cactus Club and sushi and whatever was on takeout. But living here, and I need to say, like, the move here, now I get it. Like, now I get why God moved me here. This change in my life wouldn't have happened in the chaos of the city. And if you think about it too, I always think about this. God spoke to people in the mountains. He had Moses go up to Mount Sinai so that he could talk to him more clearly. And I think he moved me to the mountains so I could hear him more clearly. I think when we're in these valleys and we're in these big cities, it's so clouded and so congested that we can't hear him. So everything here, it's like my body feels better because, and again, like I'm cooking, I'm healthier, I'm going on long walks because we live in such a beautiful place. The vessel that I've given to God to move through to live his purpose and his will for me has to be clear. And so I've been really able to create this clear channel, this clear vessel, so that he can work through me. And that wouldn't have happened if this move did not happen. Of course, my husband and my dog are thriving here. They love the mountains, the lake, my husband golfing all the time. So yeah, it's wild that it's been over 2 years. It was 2 years in April. What month are we in now? May. So yeah, over 2 years, you guys. But yeah, it's, how much has my life changed, you guys? So much. It's so crazy. What else is going on, you guys? I think, yeah. So another thing that people really were stunned about in my update email was that I mentioned that we are planning on trying to get pregnant at the either end of this year, early next year. I was saying the fall, but I kind of want to, there's a few things I want to do first, but we'll see. Again, God's plan, not mine. So that's super exciting. And again, so different than my life used to look like. So yeah, I mean, because of all these things going on, this is why everything had to change in my life. The brand Chakra Girl had to go. Actually, funnily enough, I got an email from Squarespace, which is where I host my Chakra Girl website, saying that my plan is about to expire. So I'm going to be pointing the Chakra Girl website to the Bible Curious website, which will be finished being built soon. So I will have a website. I'm going to, on that website, you'll have the podcast episodes. You'll be able to subscribe to the mailing list. And I also want to, you guys, you know, I love fashion too. I want to start linking my outfits. You're like, yeah, tell me about this dirty sweater you're wearing. But listen, when I record Bible Curious, I'm going to try and dress cute. Will I? I don't know, actually. Maybe I'm not going to care enough, but we'll see. So yeah, those are kind of the things that excite me right now. And I want to start posting on Instagram again now that I feel like I have a direction. I feel like I know what I want to start sharing more. So I'm going to be sharing a lot more on Instagram. Make sure you're following me as well, Amberly Lyons, and that will be linked as well. Make sure you're following Bible Curious. But yeah, I just feel like when it's time to move on, it is time to move on. So if you feel like there's something you're holding on to and you don't know if it's time to move on, if you are no longer excited about it, if it feels out of integrity, if you feel like there's a bigger calling and you feel like there's a new anchor of truth in your life, you have to let it go. And if you don't know how to let it go, or it feels scary, or there's multiple ways to let it go, pray on it. Ask to be shown the path to releasing it or transforming it. And just keep your eyes, ears on him and let him show you the way. And we'll be teaching you more about how to build that relationship with God so that you can get that clear guidance. And that's what this journey will be together. I really believe that this path led me to God. I feel like all of the spiritual stuff that I did opened up my perspective energetically to the supernatural side of the Bible. Because obviously people like will read the Bible and they'll be like, okay, sure. Yeah, he got all those animals on a boat. And that happened. But because I understand this spiritual, supernatural side and the energetic side of things so much from my past in the New Age, and now I feel like I've had this huge awakening to how God works and how who Jesus is and what the Bible is, it all makes sense to me now. And I want you guys to have that awakening. I want you guys to have this anchor. And I think, yeah, like maybe we have, you know, a one up because we learned these spiritual things. Again, like if someone would have come to me before I knew the New Age stuff with the Bible and the supernatural stuff in the Bible, I would have been like, that's a crock. Like that doesn't even make sense. But because I've exercised my mind and opened my mind and my consciousness so much, now I understand the Bible. And a lot of New Age stuff in the Bible is considered occult. It's considered demonic. It's considered anything, any idol or anything that you're worshiping or depending on that isn't of God is considered a sin. So we'll be dissecting that. I'm never here to make anyone feel guilty or weird or punished or anything like that. But it's just interesting how this huge wave of New Ageism happened. And it started with yoga. I think yoga being such a publicly accepted thing, and it became such a trend. And then Lululemon came out and it was just like the thing, like everyone did it. And then that moved into all this New Ageism. And now I just feel like Jesus is coming for us. Like he's like, no, enough of this. Like now you've expanded your minds, but now you're going to see, like now your mind is so big that you will understand who God is. Your consciousness is so expanded that you will understand who God is. And that's what it took for me. I'm not saying you should have to like go through sin to find God. A lot of people do though. That is the way that a lot of people do it. But yeah, maybe that's something that resonates with you. But again, I don't regret it. It led me here, and I hope I can plant seeds for more of you to find Jesus, more people to find Jesus, and to create community and, you know, get to know each other better. Again, I feel like there's a lot of people going through this already. Reach out to me. Let me know. Are you on the same path? Let me know if you think this is crazy. Actually, don't. Don't. Leave it. Here's the thing. A lot of people are so triggered by this because they're like, the Bible is patriarchy and it was written by man. Yes, it was written by man, but it was also inspired by God. And we'll be diving into what that means. And I had the same thoughts. And now I see it differently. So I promise you that if you have this, I'm the biggest conspiracy theorist there is, you guys. So many people think that the Bible is this huge conspiracy, that it is there to like keep us down. It is literally the opposite. Religion and having a relationship with Jesus are two different things. Do I call myself a Christian? I don't know yet. Sometimes I don't. I don't know because I don't go to church. I'm not a part of that situation. But religion has hurt people. Having a relationship with Jesus doesn't hurt people. So if you can look at it that way, and then maybe religion will be something that comes in your future, maybe it won't, maybe you will want to go to church, maybe you won't, then just start with a relationship. And that does include reading the Bible, because how can you have a relationship with God if you don't know who he is? So yeah, it will start to make sense to you. It will. And it's something that you have to journey through, and that's why we are going to be doing it together. So you guys, thank you again so much for being here through this journey of mine and through this journey of yours. And I hope that you've been inspired. I hope that you have learned things. I hope that you have shifted things in your lives. And I hope that everything I've spoken about today is percolating for you. I hope you'll continue to follow on this new path of Bible Curious. So make sure you are following us on Instagram at Bible Curious Podcast. One word. Following me on Instagram, Amber Lee Lyons. Those are going to be linked below. Of course, join the newsletter and send this to a friend. Oh, and please subscribe. If you are not already subscribed, subscribe. It makes a big difference, you guys. And that's what motivates me, is seeing you guys excited about this. And the more motivated I am, the more I can share and the more I can do and the more I can continue to pour into you guys. That's what this has just always been about, was like doing it for you guys. But now it's so much bigger than that. And I'm doing it for you guys. Actually, let's be honest. It was also doing it for me before. Me wanting to be famous and me wanting to be Chakra Girl. But now it's for you guys. but it's for God. It's for bringing people to him, but it's also from God through me. So there's so many layers, you guys. This is something different than I've ever done. This is something, probably the scariest thing I've ever done. And thank you. Just thank you for being here for it. So follow us, subscribe, send it to a friend, share it on your Instagram, or just wait until the new podcast that you share it on your Instagram. I'd rather you share that. Or share both. Whatever. Just share it all. Anyways, that's enough of me begging and pleading. But love you guys. Thank you again so much. And we will see you on Bible Curious.